So really what we're talking about today is all of these JPXs and the T3s. And you'll do is you'll take the JPX, you'll take the T3 and take an XLR. And if you attach that with USB with 6,000 megahertz, you're going to get, just kidding, we're not talking about that today.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? If you heard my little teaser, if it was going over your head at all, that's good, because that's really what we wanted to talk about a little bit today, is a problem that I see a lot of podcasters making. And it is that we are going above and beyond what we really need to be talking about. So think of that analogy, or not analogy, but the four-letter acronym, KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, stupid. Dumb it down. Just speak to your listener without trying to go over their head. You don't want to confuse your listener. And that's what happens when we talk about JPXs and IRRs and XLRs and USBs and T3s and T6s and T12s. These are all terms that not everybody knows or understands. And how I really want to pour into you today is for you to make aware of who is your avatar, who is your listener, who's your perfect listener, what do they already know before they come to your podcast? And you want to keep it there the entire time. So meaning that if you're going to have an episode, you don't want to talk above your avatar. You don't want to sound cool. A lot of podcasters want to sound really cool. So they talk about KPIs and JPXs and L2s and whatever else. And a lot of people don't know what all of those mean. A lot of people don't know what XLR is. Now, you might know what an XLR cable is. You might know what a USB port is, for sure. Those are a little bit more common. But I'm not going to talk about these things without giving some context and background, because I want to make sure that everybody listening can follow along. This is a very short episode, short and sweet. And the point is for you to not talk over your listener. You don't need to be cool or sound impressive, or that you know all of these three-digit acronyms, right? Whatever. You don't need all of that to be cool. You already are cool, and your listener is going to think you're even more cool when you can dumb it down for them. Give them the feedback give them the info in a very easy way so that anyone can grasp it and learn it. Now, if your avatar knows a certain amount and that's the only person you want to listen, you can use acronyms, three-letter things that your perfect listener knows. It can be helpful if you bring everybody to speed, but if your main person already needs to know all that stuff, good. The example that I want to use is in the multifamily investing space. I own a few apartment buildings with some friends. We do, it's called syndication, where you buy it with a lot of people. Anyway, one of the things that we do is we have this thing, it's called a private placement memorandum, right? It's just, in short, it's called PPM. But what it really means is that other companies out there, they can go public and trade on the public with Wall Street. And then there's another way to be able to raise money, and that is through a private. So either you're going to go public or you're going to go private. And so these PPMs, these private placement memorandums, is basically a document that tells people all the bad stuff that could happen when they invest with their money with you. And that's really what a PPM is. So if I'm doing real estate and I'm talking about a PPM, I'm not just going to say PPM. I'm literally going to explain it the way that I just did to you. Some companies go public and you're just going private. And in order to legally go private, you need to get a private placement memorandum. In short, what is a PPM? What is a private placement memorandum? It just tells people all the bad stuff that could happen, so that you are protected if or when something bad does happen. If you lose money, if your investor loses money, this already told them that that was possible and it protects you. That's a PPM. So the same thing with the IRR in the multifamily investing space. On the PPMs, or on these other things. They're basically documents that try to sell somebody in being part of something. So there's the PPM that tells people all the bad stuff that could happen to protect you. And then there's an offering memorandum, which basically tells people how beautiful this place is, all the good stuff. It shows you the upside. And so they call this an OM, offering memorandum, the OM. And on the OM is these other terms that one of them is called IRR, internal rate of return, or the COC, cash on cash return. Okay. IRR, COC, these are all confusing to most people and might be to you right now, which is fine. But as long as when we bring them up in our podcast, we make everyone feel like they are with us, it's going to help us to be able to teach and bring people along for the ride. But if all we say is, oh, the IRR was blah, 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 and oh, you got to check out the COC on the OM, because on the OM, now people are like, wait, what is he talking about? Because we didn't explain it. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Explain that to your listener, and that way you can serve them a little bit better. And they're also going to be more likely to come to you for more questions. If you are talking above them, talking over them, if you're just trying to impress people and using these terms or assuming that everybody knows what it is because you learned it last week and now everybody else should have learned it last week, or because it was mentioned on a previous episode, you're doing something wrong. You're not serving your listener, because each and every episode that you have a lot of people that haven't listened to that episode. So dumb it down, bring it down, keep it simple, stupid, K-I-S-S, keep it simple. And bring everybody along for the ride. Use the language that your main listener has. You can see this in a lot of publications like newspaper, in internet articles. Most of these places are using about a third grade reading level because they're not trying to lose anybody. But if it's a higher end thing where they know that all of their listeners have, let's say, a 12th grade reading level, then they'll start at that 12th grade reading level. Wherever you are, you want to make sure you're addressing the main person that's going to be listening and helping your main avatar not feel left out when they're listening. And we'll leave that, and we'll see you guys on the next episode. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free. Or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.